Senate Transportation, today it's, today is, what is today? Fourth?
First.
April Fool's Day, yeah.
April who?
First day of April.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
With us is Senator Cowdery, of course, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Olson, myself, Senator Kukesh. And we're here today just to have a hearing on one bill. That would be 298 Transportation, an act establishing Alaskan Transportation Advisory Board and setting out its powers and duties, making confirming amendments and providing for next date. And we have a CS. And we'll be working up the CS.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. What is it? Backslash C?
Yes. I make a move that we adopt the CS for 298 Transportation for discussion purposes.
Okay, thank you. With that, we'll ask the presenter to step forward to the microphone and introduce himself and, for the record, state his name and affiliation and give us your presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My voice can kind of overpower these. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, again, for this opportunity. And Representative Wilson also sends along her thanks to the Senate Transportation Committee for introducing a companion to her House Bill 294, and she's most gracious for you doing so. The work draft that you have before you is an identical copy of HB 294 as it has now passed out of House Transportation on its way to the floor, the House floor. And I'll refer to back to HB 294 a couple times with the chairman's indulgence, because HB 294 went through three rather intensive committee hearings. It started off as an authority board bill and was pared down to an advisory board bill, simply putting the MTAB, Marine Transportation Advisory Board, into statute. This was done because of some concerns of the committee, and other conforming language was adopted, and the sponsors decided to take it if that's all that they could get this go around. It was important to go ahead and establish that advisory board in statute. It gives it, we think, the sponsors think, a little bit more power. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will walk you through real briefly Senate Bill 298. On the first page, it simply instructs the Department of Transportation to consult with the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board in preparing their long-range comprehensive plan, which is currently in statute. The members should have in their packets, referring to page 2, a copy of the current MTAB board that is established by Administrative Order 233 by the governor. This order, those orders are typically for 1 year. And so the governor will have to reauthorize that advisory board in, I believe it's May of this year that it expires. Again, this sets it codifies it into the Alaska state statutes. Going down page 2, the board composition is similar to the current MTAB, but is just a little bit different. I won't go into those differences unless the committees have some specific questions or concerns. I will point, though, to the bottom of the page. This language was added in the House Transportation Committee, and rightfully so. Let me read from subsection 6B. For members being appointed under subsection A, 2 through 6 of the section, there shall be at least one resident of the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough and at least two members who are residents of areas not directly served by the Alaska Marine Highway System. The sponsors felt that was a really good compromise because you want folks from other areas in Alaska to have ownership of the Alaska Marine Highway system and brings more thoughts and ideas to the table. So they enthusiastically embraced this that amendment as it was offered in transportation. As it says, they will serve staggered three-year terms. They certainly serve at the governor's wishes. Let me go on. There's some boilerplate language here that you'd find in any of these types of advisory boards, officers and quorums, meetings per diem, etc. Coming down to the bottom of page three, powers, duties, and functions, this also elicited quite a debate. And so after the three meetings, we finally found some common ground to adopt this language. And let me read that for the record, Mr. Chairman. After the Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities has considered one or more candidates for the position of Director or Deputy Director of the Alaska Marine Highway System, the Commissioner shall confer with the Board regarding that candidate are those candidates before making an appointment to that position. And let me stop right there for now. We number one, called it position of director or deputy director. Currently, there's a deputy director in charge of Alaska Marine Highway System. In the past, there's been a director, and immediately before that, unknown to me or some others at the time, they could have also referred to that person as deputy commissioner. So we wanted to make sure, and the committee felt that was a fair thing to put in both director and deputy commissioner, have it in statute, so whatever DOT decides to call the person in charge, that should cover it. Let me continue on.
Who decides who the director is or the head of the commission?
Through the chair, Representative Senator Galdry, the commissioner has the ultimate. Well, let me back up. The governor certainly has the right to appoint commissioners and deputy commissioners, but typically, below the rank of commissioner, she or he will relegate or delegate that duty out to the commissioners.
Thank you.
Yes. Continuing on page three, on to page four, the selection of those candidates shall be without regard to political affiliation. That's pretty much standard boilerplate language in other cases like this. Under subsection B, the board may establish volunteer regional advisory committees. The purpose of the advisory committee is to provide recommendations to the board regarding concerns from the region whose members constitute the advisory committee. We took some language from fish and game statutes and incorporated them into this advisory board, again feeling that the more folks, the more advocates you have out there for the marine highway system, the better. So if the board would like to establish some of these volunteer regional committees, they may do so. And again, the board, in conjunction with the Department of Transportation, will assist certainly give their views in preparing a strategic plan that outlays the mission, the core values, the objectives, initiatives, and performance goals of the Alaska Marine Highway System. It continues on page four with the definition of board, and lays out the initial appointment of the members of the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board, and has a section in there that the governor could, if they meet all the criteria under board composition, this governor, any governor, could, or this governor, particularly since we'd be coming from a an administrative order to this codified statute, that she could certainly appoint members of the current MTAB board to this new board if they met the criteria as laid out in the new board composition. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would be open to any questions the committee may have.
Sure, questions of the committee? could you just for the just to clarify for me again, the main purpose of this little watered-down bill that we have before us now is to do specifically one item, and that item is to put into statute the Marine Advisory Board.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. They did this a couple years ago with the Aviation Advisory Committee Board, if you will. It was established by administrative order under the Murkowski administration, and about, I believe it was 2 years ago, they finally codified it into statute. So in a way, we're doing the same thing with this Marine Transportation Advisory Board. Some would say, and in committee testimony in the House, some would say, well, it doesn't go far enough. We'd really like to see a strong authority outside the auspices of DOT. I don't think we're there yet. We heard testimony to that effect, and so everyone felt this was a good compromise to give it a little more teeth, because this bill calls for the advisory board, or calls for DOT to consult with the advisory board on several different issues that truly in the administrative order they don't have to.
Yeah, so the current MTAP board is under an administrative order, and that's how it was put into effect.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct, sir.
Okay. Any questions for the presenter? No, thank you. Is there anybody else in the building who would like to testify? Yes, please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mary Sirocki, and I'm Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. We appreciate the work that the committees have done on this bill. We think this is a much, much better bill. I think in particular broadening the membership so that there are members from areas outside of those that are traditionally served, or who have ports that are served by the Marine Highway System, will be an opportunity for a greater statewide participation in the process. And I firmly believe that the cities or the municipalities of Anchorage and Fairbanks are served by AMHS, but I think having their representation will be helpful. I would like to let the committee know that I believe based on this CS, we would have a zero fiscal note on this bill.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the presenter? No, thank you very much for your presentation today. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? Do we have anybody online? Having nobody online and have nobody else in the room to testify, we'll close public testimony. I'm sorry. Yeah, do you have a question?
Just on that, it seems to me there's per diem for the members.
Your name for the record, please, again.
Sorry.
Mary Sirocki, DOT, through the chair. Senator Wilikowski, the members will receive per diem. We have already in our budget the MTAB as it exists now, and the slight increased cost for two more members we didn't feel was warranted a fiscal note.
So there is an additional cost, but it'll just be absorbed by your department?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but just for two more members.
Any other questions for the presenter? Now, thank you again, Mary, for your testimony. We're closing public testimony, and there's nobody online, nobody else in the room. What's the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move CS for Senate Bill 298 out of transportation with individual recommendations, and I guess there's no fiscal notes. So.
Okay. Any objection? Seeing none, then that bill does move out, and for the information committee, we don't have any other meeting scheduled for the rest of the year. So thank you very much for your participation. We are adjourned.